Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. This is a special edition episode because I have one of our panelists, Anne Bennett, here, who will be speaking at the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit on January 17th and is going to be part of our business foundation panel talking about branding and how you can stand out with your personal brand and boost your profits. So welcome, Anne. I'd love to have you introduce yourself for people that don't know you.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't know me, I've been a brand profit builder for the last 15 years. Originally, I was a graphic designer and an art director at Vogue magazine. So I have little experience in how to make things look the way they should look, to tell a story, to really get people to pay attention and flip pages and things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love working with women entrepreneurs and really helping them to own, honor, and unleash their personality styles and who they actually are.
Yeah.
So I know we're on the same page there.
Yeah, for definitely. Definitely. What would you say is the number one thing that do you think business owners get wrong when it comes to branding their business?
I think that they basically don't understand that branding is a feeling.
Yeah.
Something
it's not about your logo.
No, it's not the logos and the colors and the beautiful photographs and the perfect website and all that, which is great.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, all of it matters, but it's really about being able to express an emotion or feeling to another, to someone else. Because we love to work with people that we love. And essentially, we love people that are like us.
Right. Right.
Or we want that energy, or we want something that they have.
Yeah.
And a brand, that's what a brand is about. So when you think about, you know, Apple, it's one of the biggest brands in the world right now. And when they started, they were like the little guy that nobody cared about.
Yeah.
Until Steve finally, they had fired him and they brought him back because he was the vision and he created that Think Different.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that was a creative and everybody who felt like they were more on the edge, that's where they went, right? Where Bill Gates and Microsoft is great for a certain kind of brain.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you think, what can people expect to hear from you at the summit?
Well, we're going to talk about your personality style. I created these four personality styles to help simplify the idea of branding, right? Because branding can, you know, as a couple of branding geeks, we can really get into it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for most people, the brain is trying to simplify all of the information and all of the overload. So the four archetypes really help you to do that. And you're either a nurturer, disruptor, innovator, or geek. Start there. And with that as kind of a foundation, we can build out what are you supposed to sound like? What kind of hooks are we going to make that really, you know, get people's attention and allow you to stand out online, as well as if you're a speaker, allow you to have titles and programs and things that are uniquely yours. No one else is going to be saying what you're saying. It's really important because AI is here to stay, and AI is going to draw on everything that's been done before, but it's not really going to create your unique
You still have to, and there'll be people that will be talking about AI at the summit and how to incorporate it, but also still be a person. Like, there are ways you can use it as an assistant, but it can't replace you. It cannot replace the creative
mind.
It just can't. It can't, and it shouldn't, right?
Yeah, there's no replacement for creativity, actually.
Absolutely.
I had friends call me the other day, and they were like, well, we asked AI what we should call our business, and it came up with some things, a little more on the scholarly, intellectual side. And they called me because they were like, we need some magic. We need some juju.
Yes.
We need some zhuzh, you know? And I was like,
you need some personality.
Exactly. got to use that personality, whatever.
Yes.
That's what separates everyone.
Yes.
We're all, as human being, we're all pretty much the same.
Yep.
So Maslow's hierarchy of need, and we all need to be safe in a community and loved and things like that. But the 1% is where we go, which is into your personality. What breaks your heart? What pisses you off?
Yeah.
What gets you excited?
Yeah.
What are the things that make you uniquely you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm really excited to have you as part of our summit. And I'm wondering if you have a before and after story that you could share with us before the summit, like what somebody that their brand really sucked when you started working with them, right? And now what's changed for them and how that's impacted their business.
Well, I think of one person specifically. I've worked with, you know, thousands of people, but Todd was such a major transformation. He was a marriage and family therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of them, just like in any business, right? There's a lot of branding people too.
Yeah.
But he was just kind of this really sweet Jewish nebbishy kind of guy, kind of wore his suits too big. And, you know, he just was this nice guy, but I was like, Todd, what do you actually do? So the first thing I had him do was start writing blogs. And he was like, yeah, you know, it's all about communication. And I'm like, Todd, it's Thursday night. And what am I thinking about? It's not communication. I'm thinking about sex. So he started writing about great communication leading to great sex, which started this whole thing. And then we discovered, you know how it is with people are fascinating, right? You discover them, actually. So when I work with people, we kind of discover what makes them fascinating. And he was like, yeah, I have a 90% success rate with infidelity. And I'm like, huh?
Like, that's something to highlight.
Hello. So then we changed the tagline. He had some tagline like, bring out the best in the other person. And I was like, yeah, no. So I was like, your tagline is now going to be making the world safe for love.
Mm.
So it really changed how he was presenting himself. And I decided at that time that he was so geeky that I wanted to sex him out a little bit, you know, like just make him a little more appealing. And so I decided to design him like Justin Timberlake, because Justin Timberlake is a big geek. If you know anything about him, he's very geeky, but obviously women find him very attractive. So we dressed him very differently and changed his photographs and changed the things that he was doing. He ended up being one of the coaches on the Oprah had something about relationships. So he was one of the coaches on there. But Todd ended up, you know, going from making low six figures to making mid six figures and having a lot of fun doing it.
I love that. That's super amazing. So I love seeing those transformations. I really, really do. They make my heart sing. So thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah.
People just all of a sudden they're like, oh, I could tell my story.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Okay, if I'm not perfect, I'm like,
don't have to be perfect.
Super okay.
Yeah. I have a tattoo on my wrist that reminds me that it's not about being perfect, right? It's about being perfectly imperfect, right? Yeah,
that's awesome.
So, I need that reminder that we got to take perfect off the table. So yeah. Well, where can people find you online if they want to connect with you?
It's Ann Bennett Marketing, ANNOE.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes it
All
easy.
Right. Well, everybody, I hope to see you at the summit where you can come in here and talk more about branding and the personality types and all of those wonderful things. Remember, you can participate for free watching it on YouTube, or you can participate in the summit for only $47. Like, I feel like that's such a steal. So we'll see you guys at the summit on January 17th. Thank you so much, Anne, for coming and hanging out with me for a little bit.
See you there.
All right. Bye, guys.